Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all new, brand new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial free from my super secret back. Hey, folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. Okay, first things first, I'm sorry for the back and forth as far as music, no music, music, no music. There's a couple of things. One was in my haste at work yesterday. I brought my iPad to my day job so that I could potentially, you know, record and all of that, and then just forgot about getting it back. So yeah, that's one thing. The other thing is that another week, another mass shooting, and look, I'm not gonna go all into it, but that's just not okay. Last week was Club Q in Colorado Springs. This week, just today, maybe it was yesterday, but it was a Walmart in Virginia. We've got to stop killing each other. I know it's the holidays. Believe me, I've worked retail during this time. I know it is tough. It is really tough, but we need to please be kind to each other. I've said that so many times on this podcast, but we move forward. Also, before we get into things in proper, Jason David Frank passed away this past week. And for those of you who are like, that sounds like a familiar name, it should, because he played Tommy Oliver on Power Rangers. He was both the Green Ranger and the White Ranger. Primarily, guy was only, what, 5 years older than I am. That is really, really, really sad. So yeah, that was kind of a gut punch this week. So that, said, oh, one other thing is that I am now up to 24 countries that are listening to this here podcast. I am now in Vietnam. I mean, what? I am in Vietnam. That is insane. Very grateful to everybody that listens to this here program. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So come on in, kick your feet up, get something to drink. Let's just have some fun. And boy, we are only a few days away from Survivor Series War Games. Now, I wish that I could play William Regal, but copyright and all that. Can't do it. But Survivor Series War Games coming up on Saturday night. That is going to be insane from Boston. So we are going to preview that. Also, we are going to review this last week in WWE. We're going to take you back to wrestling school And we are going to then have some thank yous, and then we will close. We've only got a few more weeks left in this year in terms of the show, and then I'm off until the week of the Royal Rumble. So just fair warning on that. So, that said, let's get straightway to the main event. And in this week's main event, we start off with Monday Night Raw. Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, addresses the crowd and says he is willing to do another United States Open Challenge. Lashley and Mustafa Ali come out. First match is Lashley versus Ali. Ali just got shellacked. He got mauled. It was bad. Next up, you have Tamina versus the returning Mia Yim. Mia looks good in her return. She really did. Mia versus Rhea. First at Survivor Series on Saturday night. But then down the road, that is going to be fire. I am looking forward to that one. Miz TV was kind of weird. This whole Dexter Lumis situation just needs to end. I don't understand where any of this is coming from. Miz did shed some light and say, well, yeah, I paid Dexter Lumis to beat me up because, well, you know, nobody respects me. So, you know, what the heck? And I was just trying to help the guy out from being unemployed. I am digging Austin Theory and his character change. Just this whole, you know what? I'm not the next big thing. I'm not the next this, the next that. I'm not the youngest this, the youngest that. I'm the here and I'm the now. And I'm like, okay, Austin Theory, man, I am digging on some Austin Theory at this point. Just absolutely has turned my my feelings around for the guy. Then you had Dana Brooke versus Io Shirai. Io had very little trouble with Dana. Austin Theory comes back out and faces Dolph Ziggler. Austin Theory got the jobber entrance. And we will talk about that in wrestling school. So just hold off on that one. Hold off on that one. We will talk about that. But Austin Theory is just vicious. He's more focused. Finally, Colby versus Finn Balor. Just go watch it. It was so good. It was so, so good. Next up, NXT. We start off hot with Von Wagner versus Braun Breaker for the NXT Championship. Just two big bulls going after each other. It was essentially Superman versus Doomsday. And it just felt like everybody is shooting for Braun Breaker. I mean, JD McDonagh and Apollo Crews, certainly Von Wagner. I mean, it was absolutely bonkers. Just go watch that match because it was incredible. They just beat the holy heck out of each other. It was incredible. Braun pulls out the victory. Zoe Stark comes out and cuts just the scathing promo. Yes, it was the whole I carried you, blah, 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 you know, type promo. But Zoe was amazing. She is very charismatic. And so, yeah. JD McDonagh versus Apollo Crews. Crews was in charge during the match. And Crews pinned JD McDonagh, and I'm with Booker T. I did not see that one coming. Alba Fire, aka Kaylee Ray, versus Mandy Rose. It was a match of the year candidate. Just go watch it. And the ending came when Kaylee Ray was up on ladder. Looked like she was going to jump down and basically take out Mandy Rose in their last woman standing match. But Isla Dawn comes in, sprays some mist into Kaylee Ray's eyes, and Mandy Rose pulls out the victory. Finally, from this last week in WWE, we got the Brawling Brutes joined by Drew McIntyre. It was fun to see their team for Survivor Series out there. First match was Mustafa Ali versus Ricochet. This was just a battle of attrition. They were just beating the heck out of each other. Fans seemed quiet-ish throughout the whole night. Not really sure what that was about. Imperium versus New Day. Down the road will be good. They did have a six-man tag match. Down the road, those two, yeah, that's going to be good. Karrion Kross versus Madcap Moss. Karrion is so good and vicious, so why on this green earth does he need Scarlett to cheat for him? Don't understand that. Do not understand that. Bray Wyatt comes out and apologizes to LA Knight. LA Knight comes out and says, hey, you know, I do respect you. And I think deep down you respect me too. And he slaps, he slaps Bray and says, apology accepted. Now we're even. And just walks away. Hey guys, we do not deserve LA Knight. The guy is so good on the microphone. Just very charismatic. Dig the look. Dig his in-ring work. We just don't deserve LA Knight. Shotzi Blackheart versus Shayna Baszler. Shayna was in control until Raquel Rodriguez comes out, evens the odds, and Shotzi rolls up Shayna for the win. Of course, there's the six-man tag match. And then finally, we had Butch versus Sami Zayn. Butch wins, and then chaos ensues. You have Roman Reigns coming out. And Kevin Owens is the fifth member going up against the Bloodline. So, that is the review of this past week. Now, on to the Survivor Series War Games. And let's look at this And let's see, it's Forever Series Word Game. There we go. So, coming up this Saturday night, only on the WWE Network for my friends internationally, and here in the States, you can watch it on Peacock. It is, again, emanating from Boston, Massachusetts at the TD Garden. So, we've got here we go. So we've got five matches so far. We got Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and to be announced, that will be announced on Friday, versus Damage Control, which is Bayley, Dakota Kai, Io Sky, Nikki Cross, and Rhea Ripley in the women's war game match. Now, because this is a 5-on-5 match, I will give you the winner and the survivors from that team. I really believe it's going to be Bianca's team. Damage Control, I mean, Bayley has been kind of sputtering. Dakota and Io are amazing. Nikki's kind of a wild card, and Rhea feels like she just kind of got shooed in. So, I think in terms of adhesiveness and all that, it's going to be Bianca's team. Who is going to be the survivors, or who are going to be the survivors from the team? I think it's going to be Bianca, certainly, Alexa, Mia. So, there's three, and then I think it's just going to be those three. Next up was the men's War Games match. You have the Brawling Brutes, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Ambush, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline of Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn, and the Usos. Yeah, it's the Bloodline. I really think the Bloodline has the Brawling Brutes number. So, I think it's going to be a clean sweep for the Bloodline. Next up, Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi Blackheart for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This is going to be a heck of a match. These are two just legit bad A's going out in the ring together. Shotzi is chaotic, and Ronda's just a complete bad A. So that's going to be a heck of a match. Up next, you have AJ Styles with the OC versus Finn Balor. And this is going to be a special, special match. I mean, you've got the best of, well, TNA versus the best of New Japan. Are you kidding me with this? That is going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome match. Probably match of the year candidate. And then finally, Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, versus Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory. Triple threat for the United States Championship. Again, because it is a multi-person match, I will make a prediction, and I'm going to say Colby's going to win. I think that WWE has a good thing going with him. And yeah. All right. Well, that is that. I'm going to do thank yous now, and again, very grateful to everybody that is here, that is listening to me on a weekly basis. Extraordinarily grateful. You can listen to me absolutely anywhere that you can find podcasts. So, again, very, very, very grateful for everybody that listens to me. You can also find me at my new home on Mastodon. And so get ready to write this down. It's at, my handle is at RustyBones79, all lowercase, all one word, at RustyBones79, at Mastodon.world. So just search for that, and that should get you in over to me. Come on in, say hi. And, yeah, I would love to have you over. Also, very grateful to the good folks over at OneStopWrestling.com. You've heard me talk about them several times, but we are a wrestling site made by fans for fans. If you like WWE, TNA, Impact, Ring of Honor, AEW, New Japan, the indie circuit, whatever your flavor is, whatever your vibe is, go to onestopwrestling.com. We have a ton of great podcasts on there, blogs, we have YouTube channels. We have a magazine that you can order and subscribe to. So, very grateful to them. Also to the Godfather, Mr. Craig Smith. Very grateful to him. Extraordinarily grateful to him for allowing me to be a part of the group. Right, well, that is the show. Apologize that it's kind of short-ish. But I just wanted to wish everybody here in the States and to our servicemen and women serving, thank you so much for your service. I am very, very grateful for your service. Tomorrow here in the United States, and again for our men and women in uniform, tomorrow is going to be Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Very grateful for everybody that has listened to me. So that is the show. I will be back next week with a review of Survivor Series War Games. And so until I see you guys next week, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.